the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
2
Corinthians. I think you finished the 1 Corinthians.
查经的进度已经结束了哥林多前书。
Since the Paul he visited Corinth, established the church, and when he was a second missionary trip.
哥林多教会是保罗第二次旅行所建立的教会。
In 1.5 years of his time to spend there to help the church to be established.
他在哥林多待了一个半年的时间建立了教会。
Well, we find out later there's a lot of issue that occurred in the church.
但是后来我们发现哥林多教会里面很多的问题。Because
church is it's community, it's kind of specially design of the community.
教会其实就是一个小的团体。
But we can seeking for our life together for God's glory, and also we can build our life together for the body of Christ.
但是这个小团体里面，我们可以一起追求神，一起建立基督的身体。
So since we have a cultural background and also we have a flesh within us,
但是每一个人，我们都有我们的文化背景跟我们的肉体。
So there's some kind of challenges that the church in the Corinth have been facing.
所以哥林多教会里面也有。
So he dealing with all these problems.
所以保罗就写了哥林多前后书来跟他们讲这些问题。
I think it's after he had gone through all these letters, he feels a little bit I'm sure because it bothers him.
保罗写这在写这些信里面，看得出来他对这些事不满意。
Because later on, so the church in Corinth. He wished to be continue to grow and prosper.
他非常希望哥林多教会继续能够成长.
But still, there is some issue in the church not to be corrected.
但是教会里面还是有些严重的问题.
So maybe he's sending the letter again and to correct the their problems.
所以他写了哥林多前书以后，又写了一封信.
And then after that, he wrote the second letter. Which is the third letter, the second letter not exists. So this letter, the 2 Corinthians.
结果他其实写了三封信，那第二封信不存在了，所以第三封信就是哥林多后书。
Second Corinthians is more like a personal approach, a personal letter, which is compared to 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, maybe that difference.
哥林多前后书如果做比较的话，后书的感觉是比较亲切。
Paul is trying to defend himself about his ministry and his as apostle.
保罗首先先来讲他自己做使徒的身份。
But there's a lot of 2 Corinthians for what chapter 1 to 13, you find out there's many good messages we can learn from him.
从这13章里面，我们可以看到很多很重要的信息。
It gives a great benefit for our spiritual life.
对我们属灵上也有很大的勉励以及帮助。
I think that from the beginning with the chapter 1 and 1 to 7, these sections he trying to defense about this apostleship.
从第一章到第七章，主要他是在讲明他自己的。
Because Paul, his background is very different than rest of the apostles.
我们知道保罗他的背景跟其他做使徒的非常不同。
Because rest of them, the 12, they are the ones who follow the Lord Jesus physically.
其他做12个使徒的，他们都有跟过主耶稣，亲身跟过主耶稣。
Paul is he's the one at the beginning he persecuted Christian and then he converted to be the disciple of Jesus, become apostle.
那保罗呢？他一开始是逼迫基督徒的，后来才转信成基督徒。So
whatever he goes, then there's a lot of opposed against him and discredit to him.
他不管到什么地方去，都有敌对他的人。So
you see the second Corinthians, the book of Galatians, he's trying to defend himself.
所以在哥林多后书以及加拉太书，我们就可以看到他要为了自己的。 使徒身份来做解释。
So look at the Second Corinthians chapter 1.
我们请来看哥林，哥林多后书第一章。
Second Corinthians chapter 1. I think he tried to visit a Corinth, but it didn't work.
后书第一章，我们这里看得出来，他本来想要到哥林多教会来探访他们，结果。
And then, so that I think the church in Corinth, they kind of they wonder why he says he's coming, but he doesn't come to visit us.
那教会就对他起了怀疑心，说你本来说要来，结果怎么没来
？But Paul excused to them.
那所以保罗就跟他们做解释。
Because I do not visit you. It's not because I don't love you, but actually I love you so much.
他解释说：“我不到你们这边来，不是因为我不爱你们，而是我非常的爱你们。”
I don't want to over your face to you know to do the your work, but I want it as a helper to assist you.
我不希望到你们来这边责备你们，而是希望到你们来到这边来帮助。
So if you look at the first, the second verse, chapter 1, verse 24, Chapter 1:23-24.
我们请来看一章第二十三节及二十四节。
And I call God as witness to my chapter 1:23-24.
一章二十三节。
I call God as witness to my soul that to spare you, I came no more to Corinth. Not that we lorded over your faith, but I worked with you for your joy.For in your faith, you are standing firm. So he mentioned about the his intentions.
这里保罗他来解释了他的用意。
So he's very care about the members, the emotion and the reactions of the out of his letter. I'm sure.
在他的信中，我们看得出来他有关心信徒的感受。
So if you look at the first Corinthians, a very authoritative way to write down.All the issues.
这跟《哥林多前书》的写法有点不一样。前书写的方法是很有权威的写信。
Well, the Second Corinthians is more like always he think about their feeling and their emotions also.
但是后书他写的写法比较有亲切感。
But at the same time, he expresses love to the church in Corinth.
他表明为哥林多。教会信徒的关爱。
So far, his work that to be done and to offer them is out of love. Even he have gone through a lot of difficulties, even go through the suffering, but still reach out to them.
在后书里，他说他本身虽然受了非常多苦，但是他愿意到信徒这边来关心信徒。
No, so we can tell the Apostle Paul that he's very care about all the brothers and sisters in this way.
看得出来，保罗对所有的信徒弟兄姐妹都这么的关心。
And that is a chapter one.
这是第一章。
Do you have any when you look at the second point, the chapter one? Do you have any the verse that you can feel that it's in the future you can bring it up? You can talk about it in the Bible study.
大家在查考更多后书的时候，如果对这一章哪一节有特别感受，可以提出来一起分享。
I know, because it's hard to read the whole chapter, but once it's a section that you think about it, you can share.
大家可以仔细看这一章，看看有没有错。
Because otherwise, I speak all the way to the end, so I better not to do it. Because I like ask you to let you to think about it.
希望弟兄姐妹都可以思考，一起来做分享，不要想到自己讲。
You don't have to be detailed because today we just go over together. And they simply what you look at, it captures your mind and you can bring it up. This time is because he's already finished his second missionary trip.
这个应该是他保罗第二次旅行的最后一段。Church
and Corinth is already the old people from there already come to the Lord.
这哥林多教会应该是当地的来信主。So
he's very strong about the defense for the Gentile believers. So at that time said the preaching the gospel to the Gentile already.
So we believe that he at that time already preached to foreigners, in the Corinthian foreigners.
I think at the beginning, he's the most easy way to preach the gospel is surely it's the Jewish people.
当然，传当时传福音最直接的方法就是先传给犹太人。
But then this time already after Peter he preached the gospel to the Cornelius.
但是在写哥林多后书的时候，彼得已经传福音给哥林多家。And
after that he started preach the gospel to the Gentile.
那保罗也开始对外邦人传福音的工作。Let's
look at the Acts chapter 9.
我们一起来看一下使徒行传第九章。
Chapter 9 verse 15.
使徒九章第十五节。
15 and 16. This word already given to Ananias about the Paul when he converted.
这是当保罗信主对 Ananias 所说的。
And here the 15 says the Lord said to him, "Go, for he is the chosen instrument of mine to bear my name before the Gentile and the kings and the sons of Israel."
15节主对 Ananias 说，你只管去。 他是我所拣选的器皿，要在外邦人及君王以及以色列民面前宣扬我的名。So
the God designed for him to be preached the gospel to the Gentile.
主拣选保罗的目的就是要传福音给外邦人。And
so the gospel now after the persecution is spread to the other place beside the land of Judea.
当逼迫来到耶路撒冷以后，福音就传到各地。
The we know the gospel to be preached to the Antioch area.
我们知道，福音先传到安提阿。
The later on, instead of the Jerusalem to be the center of the preach the gospel to the Gentile in Jerusalem, but later it moved on to the Antioch.
那结果福音传给外邦人福音的中心就变成从耶路撒冷挪到安提阿。
So his missionary is a more dynamic way to preach the Gentile.
那所以我们知道保罗传福音的对象都是主要是向着外邦人。
And we find out in Acts chapter 15 that time that he preached the gospel to Gentile, and then all the many apostles preaching in the area of the land of Judea, in the limited Samaria.
我们在使徒行传看到保罗传福音的目标是向外邦人，那其他使徒是对内向。犹太人。
So the issue came out of the circumcision.
所以因为这样子，就是对割礼的事情开始发生有争论。
Issue of the circumcision because of he already preached the Gentile.
保罗很明白割礼的道理，因为他已经传给外邦人了。
If anybody who like a Jewish, you know, the one who the descendant of the can say Jewish, they live in the outside, they still the circumcision.
知道住在外地的犹太人，他们还是有受割礼。
At that time, already the Gentile, many Gentiles come to the Lord.
但是那时候，其实很多外邦人已经来信主。
So that he wants to solve that issue about the, you know, the circumcision.
所以保罗才会针对这个割礼的事情特别有意见。
So we can say he's preaching the gospel is not limited about the Jewish, but already Gentile to be preached.
所以我们相信保罗传福音的对象不只是犹太人，而是大部分都是向对外邦人。
Okay, because First Corinthians chapter 1.
好，我们再看回来哥林多后书第一章。
Actually, he gave a very precious word from chapter 1 verse 3 until the 6, 7, you know, they talk about the suffering.
从第一章第三节到第七节，保罗讲了一段非常宝贵对宝贵的勉励的话。
The winner of Jesus, he's the one first suffered for us on the cross.
尤其是对受苦这个事情，因为主耶稣已经为我们受苦。
Many times this suffering is actually quite distant from us.
有时候我们对基督的受苦觉得好像非常遥远。
But once we're getting into our life difficulties and over some kind of stress, the challenge we're facing, then we understand the suffering of Christ.
但是当我们本身在日常生活中碰到困难、碰到苦楚的时候，我们就会想到主耶稣的苦楚。
Many times the suffering building us a true faith.
常常我们的苦难是为了我们信心成长来。
It turned to be like a genuine faith is enough to that faith to glorify God.
让我们的信心更完全来荣耀神的名。
So, and also the suffering itself that the one we go through, then through the endure us, that this one we can help other people, comfort other people too.
还有，当我们受苦以后，我们就懂得如何去安慰也在受苦的人。
So actually, Paul he approached to the church in Corinth.
所以当保罗来到哥林多教会的时候
，So he expressed himself, I have gone through a lot of difficulties and suffering in his life.
他也跟哥林多人说，我本身已经受了很多的苦。
Once you look at the First Corinthians, Second Corinthians, the chapter 11, you know, that he lists all those what you have suffered for the Lord, for the brother and sister.
我记得哥林多后书的十一章，保罗很详细的讲解他为主的道受了多少的苦。
So that he knows how to comfort the brother and sister.
因为他曾经受过苦，所以他有这个同理心，可以去安慰别人。
You're willing to help, you're willing to support, you're willing to comfort all the brother and sister.
他有这个心来劝慰、来安慰别人。
God gave us each one in the church, we find out, give us a different way of challenge of their life and that they have gone through the, you know, to experience.
我们在教会里面也清楚地看到主在每一位弟兄姐妹身上都赐给我们一些受苦的机会。
So they can help other people that have a similar situation they're facing.
所以当别人经历过同样的类似的情况的时候，我们可以安慰他们。
And so the Paul from the beginning he explained to the members and the Corinth.
所以保罗一开始第一章就这样子解释给哥林多教会的同工。
And about the suffering that this matter.
让他们了解我们在基督里受苦的目的是什么。
Verse 8 and 9, that he share about his testimony.
第八、第九节，他就讲了他自己的见证。
It seems like there's no hope in that situation.
他那时候受很重的苦，甚至觉得没有活命的指望。
So chapter 1 verse 8 mentioned that so that we this despair the even of life.
第八节，第一章第八节说，他们甚至绝望，不想活了。
And then he learned that through this again.You can still we can rely on the trust in God.
但是就是这么严重的情况之下，他也学习到如何信靠神。
And first of all, the through the prayer,
通过向神的祷告。
And we can show our thanksgiving.
我们还是可以用感恩的心来持守的信仰。
So I think First Corinthians chapter one can we can I think.We can talk about the suffering that really help us actually.
所以跟后书第一章，其实这里有提到受苦对我们是有益的。
What is the benefit to us?
受苦对我们有什么好处呢
？How we can contribute through our experience?
我们受苦经过以后有什么成长呢
？How we can strengthening our church and brothers and sisters?
我们受苦能够怎么如何来建立教会呢
？Not necessarily through our life experience and all the experiences.Sometimes negative too.
我们生活一生的经历不一定都是正面的，常常有时会碰到负面的。
Paul's life, once he converted Christian, his life, he facing a lot of difficulty, such kind of suffering. And once he turned around to think about in his life, why I have to suffer so much? Because I want to serve you. I want to be, you know, to be apostle, to preach the gospel for you.
我本身信主以后碰到非常多的困难，他也对自己说：“为了做主的工，为什么受这么多苦
？”You are wonderful. You say you are Almighty God.
你说你是全能的神啊
！I do work for you, then why I have to facing these difficulties and also these trials?
我诚心要来服侍你，为什么会碰到那么多困难呢
？So that's a quite good, you know, question actually.
其实这个是非常好的问题。
And chapter 2, we can go.Chapter 2 you can tell he mentioned about how much he put his effort, his emotion upon to the Corinth.
更多后书第二章，保罗继续谈到他把多么多的心放在哥林多教会上。
Look at verse 4.
看第四节。
Out of much afflictions and anguish of heart, I wrote to you with many tears. We can see from here, and then also, not that you should be made sorrowful, but that you might know the love which I have especially for you. So we can see here his heart to when he wrote the letter for the full of his heart emotion of the true love upon to the members in the Corinth.
二章四节，我们这里看得他出来，他心里是这么多，这么的急，这么的疼爱。
He really sorrowed that because of the members in the saints they do not repent.
他这里说保罗心里难过痛苦，因为哥林多教会的某些圣徒们还是不悔改。
And so he mentioned harshly. Actually, he talked about these people.
他在这封信里面曾经在前面的信已经曾经很。慎重的警。
So now he can a little bit he can withdraw what he said before.
警告对方，那他现在再写一次信。
So the verse 7.
第七节。
So that on the contrary you should rather forgive and comfort him.
二章第七节说，倒不如赦免他，安慰他。
At least somehow such one overwhelmed by excessive sorrow.
免得他忧愁太过，甚至沉沦了。
I have noticed because when our children they were little,
我们想一想，当我们自己的小孩子还小的时候
，Have you noticed that no matter how much you rebuke them, they don't change it?
我们记不记得，不管跟他怎么责骂，他们还都是不变的。
Send them toward to the end, they repeat the same mistake anyway.
你跟他一直教训他，他还是犯同样的错。
Toward to the end of the day, say.Because they are just little kids.
有时候我们到最后就放弃了，说他们总是还是小嘛。
Then we can just comfort them. You can do better. Tomorrow you can do better.
我们 就是用正面的鼓励他们，希望他们明天可以做得更好。
Inside of me is hopefully you can grow up.
心里面想说赶快长大吧。
What outwards you can say will comfort you, you're good, you're good kids.
但是在表面，在我表面，我们还是用正面的方法去安慰他们。
Still give them hope.
让他们有这个盼望。
So that's how we can treat our children.
这是我们教导小孩子的办法。
So I think there's a second Corinthians 2 actually passing his attitude this time.
哥林多后书第二章，保罗也是用这样的方法来劝勉信徒。
He have a picture about the church, is a perfect picture about the church.
他对教会有一个理想。
But he knows that all the church members, they are all, you know, they are flesh also.
但是他知道弟兄姐妹还是带着肉体的软弱。
So instead of all the way to, you know, to rebuke andAll the way to, in a sense, to chastise them, but instead of that, now is the time to forgive them.
他知道不能一直的责骂这些信徒，他最后还是要赦免他们。
At the same time, he have a wish that the salvation, which is the gospel of salvation, to be with them, to be showing all, you know, our new heart of them.
那同时，他也希望基督的香气能够在他们身上发出来。
This spiritual aroma is very precious.
属灵的香气是非常有价值的。
Each one of us, we have our smell.
我们每一个人都有发出某种的香气。
Because if you eat a lot of garlic, then garlic smells come out.
如果我们今天吃了很多大蒜，就有一个蒜大蒜味。
If you eat the curry, then the curry smell come out anyway.
我们如果有吃这个 curry。家里就有家里的味道。
Koreans, you can smell the kimchi too.
如果你是韩国人，可能就是满身泡菜的味道。
One time that the Deacon Soga told me that.
我是Soga 执事这样跟我说。
One time he was helping the operation, you know, is he helping them in hospital when he was army?
他说他有一次在在军中，在一个医院里面做服务。
That time, so this lady had a, you know, the delivered baby.
说有一个妈妈刚好在这个军中生了个小孩子。
Smell the kimchi.
说那个小孩子生出来就有泡菜味。
But I cannot smell, but he can smell because he's a, you know, he's American Caucasian.
我是韩国人，所以我觉得没有什么不一样。但是他是美国人，他一闻就说这个泡菜味。
We have a unique smell.
韩国人有韩国人的味道。
The Christian need this.Smell.
那基督徒也应该有基督的香气。
When other people look at us, oh, this is a Christian.
所以人家一看到我们就知道我们是基督徒。
If we do not have an aroma,
如果我们没有基督的馨香
，That's trouble.
那这个就有问题了。
Second Corinthians mentioned about the importance of the aroma of Christ.
所以哥林多后书二章这里讲到基督的香气重要的重要性。
When Apostle Paul he became converted Christian.
当保罗使徒保罗信耶稣以后
，He gained Christ in his life. There was a smell of Christ.
他得到了基督，他就发出了基督的香气。
So with the smell that it glorified the name of God.
他通过这个基督的香气来荣耀主。
But those who do not like his smell, then it's considered the smell of death unto me.
但是不喜欢他这个味道的人，觉得他这个是死的香气。
Have you noticed that when you preach somebody, the people doesn't like us to preach anyway?
你有没有发现过，有时候你跟人家要传福音，人家不喜欢听。
But those who need our smell, they're willing to take it.
但是如果需要得救的人，需要福音的人，真的很对，会被我们吸引上。
So maybe the second Corinthians chapter will talk about maybe what is this smell? How we can build the smell within our life?
所以在念。在看更多后书二章的时候，我们要想一想，我们如何可以得到这个香气。
Why we adjust? We can meditate the word of God.
我们可以多对这段经节多做思考。
And so, we can talk about this, you know, then in the Bible study, that may be benefit for us.
那在查经的时候，也会特别可以提出来谈。
Chapter two, do you have any your, you know, thought?
大家不知道对第二章有没有什么看法，还是要跟大家分享的。
Since we have to go on, I'm sorry, because I have to go on. So, chapter 2, verse 8, I like the verses. Wherefore I urge you to reaffirm your love for him.
跟大家提一下第八节，二章第八节，所以我劝你们要向他，要向他显出坚定不移的信心。
Aroma of Christ is the gospel of salvation.
基督的香气其实就是福音的本身。
The love of God, which is within us.
神的爱心就在我们心中。
Release from us.
从我们的心中，我们的行为发出来。
Have you noticed when you love your children?
我没有发觉我们爱我们小孩的时候。
The love is, you cannot stop coming out of the sharing of love to our children.
你对自己孩子的爱是非常自然的。
Because within the love urge us, out of us.
因为这份爱是很真心、很诚实的。
And it's not because of that it's my duty to do it. It's my, you know,my obligations, but it actually not. It's out of the love. It's different.
我们爱小孩不是因为是不是因为责任，而是因为我们真心的爱他。
Yeah, when you do something, you can tell what kind of smell with you. When you work for God or whatever, you can tell the what it smells with you.
我们当在做神的工的时候，人家也是可以看得出来我是哪一种香气。
Sometimes.I guess my experience when I work for God.
我自己的感受是，当我为神做工
，sometimes it becomes a burden.
有时候我会觉得是变成重担。
At that time, I don't smell the good smell.
那时候我本身就没有香气。
It becomes more like looking for, you know, looking for a complaint.
其实变成一个抱怨的机会。
But when I work for God with out of love.
那当我是用爱心来服侍神
，all the situation, all the circumstances, it can interpret to the positive way.
不管遇到什么情况，都变成是一个正面的情况。
So smell myself even different.
我自己觉得旁边的香气也是变成好的香气。
Yeah, let's go to chapter 3.
现在来看第三节。
Chapter 3 is talking about.
第三章。
Chapter 3 is talking about letter.
第三章在讲他。门徒为保罗的推荐信。
It's hard to say, but children is our letter.
有时候其实我们的小孩子就是我们的信。
That's why it's scary because I have two kids. They're the wrong behavior, then actually they are my letter.
就是我们代表我们的书信，所以我自己觉得很小心，因为我自己有两个小孩子。
My representative.
我的小孩子变成我的代表。
My wife told me because it was a long time ago, when they were little.
当我的小孩子还小的时候，我太太这样跟我说。
One behavior not that good.
有一个行为不很好。
At the beginning, she just, you know, scolding and then no way to say.
一开始她就责备这个小孩子。
But while she was praying,
那她也同时为小孩子祷告。
Reminding her it's a copycat. What you're doing is what.Your kids doing, you know.
他在祷告里就想到小孩子就是我们自己的一门。
After that, she said she repent.
他知道小孩子做什么。
Sometimes I see my kids doing the same thing while I'm doing it.
他就回去悔改，因为小孩子做就是自己做的事。
Yeah, then I can tell, it's not rebuke them, it's my fault, it's not their fault.
其实不能怪小孩子，他是基因遗传的。
In chapter 3, because Paul had confidence about all the brothers and sisters.
那在第三章，保罗说他对弟兄姐妹非常有信心。
Chapter 3, verse 3, you are a letter.
这里说你是我们的书信。
That means he has confidence he offered them with full of love and care.
他对他的信徒们是那么有的信心。
Their growing is the letter for the apostle Paul.
他觉得哥林多教会弟兄姐妹是他的推荐信。
So what he chapter 3 is explain to the church there's a member there is I don't need any somebody's recommendations.
这里说他不需要别人来做 做他的推荐信。
So with my ministry, and I share upon my all the love upon you, so you growing in the Lord.
在他自己传道生涯里面，信徒就变成他最好的代表。
That is the apostleship I exercise to you.
他说这就是他做使徒的一个代表。
And so this is the true glory out of this ministry.
这是他传道生涯里面的荣耀。
So actually, he is also boasting about himself, also because he wants to defend himself.
这里他同时也是为他所做的觉得很骄傲。
And so chapter 3 he can explain about the glory, true glory.
所以第三章这里他有解释了真正的荣耀是什么。
By the Spirit, the glory upon today.
他说靠着这个圣灵才有真的荣耀。
Actually, that is the letter for the apostle Paul.
所以弟兄姐妹就成为使徒的推荐信。
Do you have any chapter 3? I mean, chapter 3, do you have anything?
大家对第三章有没有想要跟大家分享的？
No, because I'm sure that some of you haven't gone through the chapter 1 to 13, I'm sure. So it's hard to just write away to find it, maybe not easy.
可能大家还没有机会从第一章一直看到十三章，所以一章一章这样看。
But I think afternoon or not, because you have studied the second Corinthians now.
大家在下午查经这段时间已经在查考这卷书信。
Every time that we have a Bible study, you can bring up the issue about the chapter that you're going to study.
每次我们下午有查经的时候，我们就可以提出来探讨这些问题。
So we discuss, and it's really helpful.
我们来讨论，对大家都有很大的造就。
Chapter 4.
再看第四章。
This is also the chapter 4 that he mentioned about the, he have verse 1 said, therefore, since we have this ministry, he says.
第四章第一节说，我们既然受了这份职分。
Because his attitude of the preaching the gospel, it's solely for the glory of God.
对保罗说，他传福音为了就是这个目的，就是要让基督得荣耀。
So he can explain about the glory of the Lord Jesus.
所以他要解释这个主耶稣基督的荣耀。
And his gospel to be preached, his love to be preached out.
希望主的福音、主的爱能够传到各地。
So let all the people can see the true glory and true light.
让众人都能够得到这份光、这份荣耀。
So chapter 4 verse 7 he mentioned that he himself is like an earthly vessel, but within the true treasures.
这个第七节，四章七节说，保罗本身是好像一个瓦器，有一个宝贝放在
他里面。Once again, he mentioned about the suffering of his ministry.
再次，第八节又谈到他在福音里受的苦。
I know, because when I read the chapter four compared to my life, this is my life is nothing. His life truly have gone through. This is if I'm going to his situation, I don't think so, because I'm retired right away.
我自己跟保罗做一个比较，第四章看到他受这么多苦，我自己觉得很惭愧。
He has gone through difficult times.
他为了福音受了这么多苦。
Because he wants that the Lord Jesus come out of him.
因为他希望主耶稣基督可以在他身上得荣耀。
So he knows that he knows that at the end that he's seeking for the glory of God.
他最终的目的就是要归荣耀给神。
He knows the life we have flesh is getting deteriorated, our health and our nature of our flesh.
同时，保罗也记得，因为我们带着肉体，我们的外体会一天一天损坏。
But he knows on the last day his life will be different.
但是他知道到末日他的生命是不同的。
He will be in the eternity.
他会将在永恒里。
No longer his life with the flesh.
他的生命不在肉体。
So since he had a hope within him, that is a living hope.
因为他心里有这份活生生的指望。
So that he's approaching of his ministry but more exciting and there's a more joyful.
所以他在传福音中更有这个喜乐。
So Christian life is important that we're going to have this living hope within us.
我们今天当基督徒应该也要这心里有这份又真又活的盼望。
We are in the flesh.
们人是活在肉体上。
Many times we're dealing with our life within the flesh.
我们常常为了肉体上的事情来忙。
But yet our hope is to have eternity, which is the in spirit.
但是我们的盼望应该是在属灵里，是在天上。
Otherwise, our emotion and our life is only just struggling in the flesh.
要不然的话，我们一天到晚就是在肉体上面忙。
But we have a hope out of our flesh and our challenges.
在挣扎，但是我们要有这个属灵属天的盼望。
So no matter what the circumstances within the flesh.
所以不管在肉体上遇到什么困难
，I cannot strongly influence our emotion and our faith to be impacted.
这些困难不能打倒我们，不能打倒我们的信仰。
So that's how Paul he continued to motivate himself.
保罗就是这样子勉励自己。
When he was in the prison,
当他在监牢里
he's still asking the people to rejoice always.
他还是跟旁边人说我们要常常喜乐。
But how is it possible that this kind of attitude that he has as a disciple?
为什么在监牢里还有办法喜乐呢？他为什么有这份盼望呢？
Because his hope is not in here, but hope in the eternity in the kingdom.
因为他的盼望不是在这世上，而是在永恒的天国里。
Chapter 5 and chapter 6 actually this continues to reach the continuation of the support of his ministry.
那五章六章这里继续在谈他传道。
He mentioned about his job, his ministry is reconciliation. Chapter 5 says.
在第五章他这里说，他的传福音是要劝人悔改。
Because he knows that his job is between the outside of the people and between God.
他知道他是做一个可以说中间人。
Because his ministry is he is in the new creatures, and then he practices his ministry.
他知道他希望众人都可以做一个新造的人。
The Christian life, if we look at it, we are like Levites, we are the royal priesthood.
我们当基督徒就成为尊贵的祭司。
Because your job and my job is same, similar. This the job is like a ministry.
我们既然做祭司，就是跟保罗一样，是要参与福音上面的工作。
So he emphasized about his job, the ministry of reconciliation.
所以这里保罗强调我们的身份就是要做中间人。
Actually, Jesus have done this job.
其实我们主耶稣基督就是最好的中保。
So Paul carried out the same work.
保罗只是继续主耶稣的工作。
For us, also the same also too.
我们今天也要继续主耶稣的工作。
So once you look at chapter 6 verse 10,
我们来看第六章第十节。
Chapter 6 verse 9 and 10.
第六章第九节第十节。
And this is unknown yet well known, as a dying yet behold, we live as a punished yet not put to death. Verse 10.
第十节。
As a sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as a poor yet making many rich, as having nothing yet possessing all things. This is talking about the life, his life within spirit, yet his life in the flesh, yet his life in the spirit.
这里保罗说他生命是在肉体上，也是在属灵里。
So this is the attitude of the Apostle Paul in his ministry.
这个就是保罗传福音的一个很好的态度。
7.
我们来继续看第七章。
7 is talking about the reconciled together.
第七章就这里讲到与神和好。
He felt that because with all the brothers and sisters in Corinth, it seems after sending the letter First Corinthians, he feels that some distance he felt.
他写哥林多前书以后，觉得跟弟兄姐妹有一个隔阂。
So he's showing that I want to comfort you. We all comforted.
所以他在第七这里，他特别说他要来。安慰弟兄姐妹。
So chapter 7 verse 8, and it says, though I cause you sorrow by my letter, I do not regret it. Though I did regret it, for I see that the letter caused you sorrow, though only for a while.
七章八节这里说，我先前写信给你们，叫你们忧愁，后来我 懊悔，如今却不懊悔。
Verse 9 says, "Because of my letter, you repent."
第九节说，因为我所的写的信，叫你们悔改。
So actually, the my sorrow upon you, but it turned to be your sorrow, but because you repent.
本来是我的忧愁，现在变成你们的忧愁。
It gives you life and joy.
但是因为你们所做的悔改，让你们现在又有了喜乐。
So he learned that there are many of them to repent.
他发现弟兄姐妹通过他的书信来做悔改。
So it becomes his comfort.
所以他就觉得很受安慰。
So chapter 7 explains about this, what his heart to reconcile with all the brothers and sisters.
所以第七章这里讲到说，保罗的心跟弟兄姐妹的心又和好了。
Chapter 8 and 9 talk about the offering.
第八章跟第九章是提到奉献的问题。
This time the Jerusalem have a lot of difficulties.
当这段时间，耶路撒冷的教会有很多的困难。
It's good to bring all the offering to help them.
所以他希望哥林多教会的弟兄姐妹可以奉献帮助耶路撒冷。
It's telling the importance of the offering out of our willing heart.
这里特别提到诚心乐意的奉献。
And then chapter 10.
第十章。
Chapter 10 is it?He also hears another way of his boasting, as I can say. If you look at verse 15, it says that he himself another mention about the boasting.
第十章这里保罗又做了一个夸口。
And he says, not boasting yet over measure. So he's kind of continue to talk about his apostleship of to the defense himself.
他再次的为他使徒的身份做解释。
Chapter 11 also continue his lecture.
十一章继续这个同样的。
But instead of using the words of boasting, he mentioned about the foolishness. Chapter 11 verse 1 says.
在他不再说他是夸口，而他说这是愚蠢的。
So he continued to talk about how much he can offer himself to the church and brothers and sisters.
实际上，他继续说，他做使徒为了福音做多少的牺牲。
And then chapter 12.
十二章。
This is another boasting. Says chapter 12 verse 1, boasting is necessary.
十二章的第一节，他一开始就说，我自夸，虽然无意，但是也是不得已的。
But don't misunderstand. Paul is like keep on bragging himself how great he is. It's not that.
大家不要误会，说保罗他觉得很自傲，自夸。
The message is please you better know me. That's kind of message.
但是保罗这里其实他是说，请大家多多了解我。
What I offer you to writing all this the letter that I previously written is for your benefit.
过去所写的，我现在所说的，其实为了都是弟兄姐妹的好。
Even though now I cannot give the promise, I cannot reach to you, but still you have to understand me.
虽然我现在本身没有办法到你那边，但是希望通过书信可以跟大家有沟通。
Everything is for your purpose.
所写的都是为了大家好。
Yeah, so chapter 12 also continue to talk about the boasting. Another boasting is very precious boasting.
第十二节，十二章。保罗又在自夸，但是这个是非常特别的体验。他被提到第三层天去。
And then he can boasting about his witness.
他对这个事情做见证。
That's chapter 12.
这是第十二章。
And chapter 13 is this chapter 13 is the final warning.
最后第十三章是对信徒们最后的劝。
Not only he just kind of to be gentle and.Only that way, but 13 also. Finally, he pointed those who do not repent.
第十三章其实是为了不悔改的信徒做警告。
Those causing the trouble in the church.
对那些在教会里面作乱的人做警告。
This way, chapter 1 to 13 of this book of Second Corinthians he wrote.
这是哥林多后书的大纲。
Second Corinthians is very different than the First Corinthians.
后书跟前书非常不同。
The first point is more dealing with all the problems, all the issues one by one.
前书一直在针对教会问题一样一样的说。
The second point is more explain about his heart. and what he has done and what his apostleship.
后书就是为他的出发点，为他的内心以及他做使徒来的身份做解释。
So among the letter of all the letter from the Apostle Paul, Second Corinthians is the most we can read the Apostle Paul's heart.
在保罗所有的书信当中，哥林多后书就是我们让我们可以真正看到保罗内心的一封书信。
It seems a similar pattern like the First Timothy and Second Timothy.
提摩太前后书也有同样的大纲。
And Second Timothy more like talk about out of his heart.
提摩太后书看起来好像也是属于他内心所发出的。
Of course, Second Timothy is almost last letter for him.
当然，提摩太后书是他生前的最后一封书信了。
So that's a good for that. It's a second Corinthians overview.
今天下午就跟大家查考这个哥林多后书和大纲。
I know it's 1 hour, it's not enough if you go over everything, but I like to, because we're gonna study the book of Second Corinthians.
我知道这个一个小时时间不够的，但是我们将再来的会有查。
You can tell once you read the First Corinthians, very easy to actually easy to can catch up everything.
详细的查考，前书其实很好了解。
But I guarantee you, if you read the Second Corinthians, it's very hard to get it by once reading.
但是可以大家保证，后书看了再看，看了再看。
So once you read, what's going on? What are you talking about? I don't know.
有时候会觉得有点复杂。
Because he expresses his feeling.
因为其实保罗在讲他的内心。
So once you see the Second Corinthians, more mix up feeling within and also teaching also too.
后书是有掺杂了他本身的感受跟对信徒的劝勉。
That is a great benefit to us in our spiritual life.
对我们的信仰非常有大的帮助。
Do you have any final thought?
不知道大家有没有
？I try to finish.
对这书的看法，主持人。
Yes.Okay.
这个问题是在哥林多后书第一章第十七节，这里说。我说非是非，是是是，这个到底在讲什么？
What do you think this passage? How you can discuss about this verse 17, 18? Those yes.
十七节跟十八节这里讲是是非非，到底在讲什么？
I think life sometimes it seems like no, not necessary. Always yes.
我们大家不觉得我们生活上常常碰到这个
Why God have done to me? You know, kind of.
这个没有办法了解的事情，为什么神这样子
？You want me to say yes of these conditions?
神，难道你这个情况要叫我说好吗
？I thought it's your almighty.
你不是全能的神吗
？But what you prepare for my path is why this way is hard. It's very hard for me to say, you know, say yes.
为什么在我的生活怎么安排了这么困难的事呢
？Don't you think so?
难道大家不觉得有时候我们的生活就这样
？It's important that we can say, God knows the whole picture.
我们相信神可以看通全盘。
Man only know until today this picture.
但是人有限，我们只能看到今天而已。
So until today, my picture is very hard to say yes.
所以对我所看得到今天很难说是。
From the God's point of view, today is what you maybe you plan is not according to your way, but from ahead you look at what the God's plan for you is everything is yes.
虽然我们看现在是非的，但是神用永恒的眼光来看，这个事情是好的。
So those who love God, we know that those who love God, everything comes together for goodness. Remember?
但是我们知道， 凡爱神的人，凡事都互相效力。
But we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God.
凡事互相效力，为的就是爱神的人的益处。
So don't hastily think that today is not. That means no, no.
所以当我们遇到困难，今天遇到困难，不要觉得说这是不好。
So Apostle Paul he cannot visit the Corinth, a Corinth member in Corinth they are disappointed.
当保罗没有办法到哥林多教会的时候，那边信徒就马上指责他。
From the Apostle Paul's point of view, still works.
但是从保罗的看法，这个还是好的。
Because everything is your point is good for yes, is for your purpose.
在你生活中，不管碰到什么事情，其实在神眼里的眼光里都是好的。
From God for us, everything is yes because He gave us. He also destined us everything to be yes.
So,
do you believe so?
大家相信从神的眼光里，所有安排在我们生活中的东西都是好的吗？
Because this is our trust in God.
这个就是我们对神有要的一份信心。
Look at the life of Joseph.
看看约瑟的生活、生命。
Why you take me to slavery?
为什么把我当奴隶
？So I trust God. I believe you. Yet I was just cast into the slavery.
我信靠神，为什么今天变成一个奴隶？
But he never failed to trust in God.
但是他没有放弃了神。
Oh, his life turned to be everything to be yes when he was 30 years old.
当他一直到30岁的时候，一生才都变好。
That's why the First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 18 mentioned that, but as God is faithful.
所以哥林多后书一章第十八节说，神是信实的。
The word to you is not, is everything is yes.
所以在它里面，凡事都是是的，没有非的。
Make sense?
听得懂吗？
Because everything is what God has done with us. Oh yes. No one can change him. No one can bother him.
世上所有发生一切事情都是神必定的。
For us, it's different.
所以都是是的。
In the morning sermon, I mentioned about the Habakkuk.
今天早上我们谈到哈巴谷。
The when they come back to they come back from they come back from the Babylon, they come to Jerusalem, they build the foundation.
从巴比伦回到耶路撒冷，他们建的根基。
But God let them to be stopped their working because by the challenges and obstacles came upon to them.
墙还没有开始建好，神就让他们遇到困难。
But for them, they decided, oh, this is God's up.
对他们来讲，好像神阻止了他们工作。
So what they think that well, it's not time that we build the temple.
他们就放弃了，说这个可能时候还没到。
It's not God decided, they decided.
其实不是神做的决定，是他们人自己做的决定。
So God doesn't like the decide the time, and you know the day decided, because the time is up to God's hands.
神不喜欢人这样子做决定，神他要我们相信他，信靠他来做决定。
So,After 16 years, God gave them a chance again.
16年以后，神再给他们一次机会。
But at the same time, rebuked them.
但是同时，神也责备了他们。
Why you did these 16 years? You decided your own time.
为什么这16年里面你们自己决定停工呢？
But from God, everything is yes.
但是从神的眼光里，所有的事情都是是的，都是好的。
God has a plan already.
神早就已经计划好了。
You're supposed not to decide based on your understanding and fix your time.
我们不要用自己的看法来决定神的计划。
Time is not under God's hands.
神说时间是我的控制。
Because everything is yes.
所有的事情都是是的。
So, exactly 516 BC, God built the temple right there.
在516年以前，516年，神就把圣殿建好。
The entire whole pictures.Everything is yes.
对，从头到尾，整个建设都是好的，都是的。
The same thing that we are Christians.
我们今天基督徒的生活也是这样。
One time, there's one sister telling me.
有一次，一个姐妹跟我这样分享。
I have a problem with English.
她说我对在英文讲话有问题。
Why I came late and I have this problem or the struggle with my academic, you know, life.
我长大以后才到美国，才移民到美国，所以在语言上面很大的困难。
I should have come earlier.
我应该早点到美国来。
She said there was a chance before.
她说其实我过去有一个机会到美国。
And I say, but actually you came in USA the best time.
我跟她说，其实你移民的时日来美国是最好的时候。
Because you are handicapped now.
你现在好像语言有障碍。
You do not know this handicap turn around become a very important treasure in your life.
但是你不晓得你现在这样的障碍对你将来很有大的帮助。
The important thing is that you love God until the without doubtful heart.
更重要的是你满心的爱神来服侍神。
And never feel the bad.
所以就不用为这事情太担心。
So God, with God, everything is yes.
在神的眼中，凡事都是好的，都是是的。
It's not what we think about is the best, but we have to think about what God is best for us.
不要用我们自己的看法来衡量事情，要用神的看法。
Everything is yes.
如果这样子的话，凡事都是好的。
Does that make sense?
听得懂吗
？Yes. Yes, sense.For the Christians, everything is yes.
对基督徒来说，凡事都是好。
And so we should always be positive. We always have a living hope.
所以我们凡事都有盼望，凡事都有喜乐。
During the time of the apostle, many people they die for the Lord.
在使徒时代，很多人为了福音，为了守道而丧命。
Their belief is fail. No, their belief is not fail.
但是他们的信仰。遗失了吗？没有。
Everybody they die for the God's purpose and God's glory.
为神殉道的，他们都为了神得到荣耀。
Even he preached the gospel, people stoned him.
司祭反为了传福音，人家用石头打死他。
But we can analyze his sermons.
但是我们可以看看他讲的道理。
At that time, he should not be this much harsh to talk to the people.
我们可以说啊，他讲道太严厉了。
That's why his ministry failed. So he stoned to death. Stoned to death.
所以才会被石头打死。
That's not true.
其实不是。
He preached the gospel according to by the fullness of Holy Spirit.
他是靠着圣灵充满来传福音。
So his ministry was successful. While a dead man would die in the Lord.
所以虽然被石头打死，他的圣功是成功的。
So if man analyzed, maybe his ministry failed.
如果用人的角度来看，可能这个人传道失败。
Because oh, he can work for next 10 more years. We can say.
有人说，他如果没有被石头打死，还可以继续传福音传十几年。
But God's way is
different. 但是神的方法不一样。
From the God's point of view, his ministry was successful.
从神的角度，司祭凡已经是一个成功的传道人。
Because everything is yes, and true.
因为在神里，凡事都是是的。
Hopefully, makes sense.Exactly. From the eyes of God. Yeah. Because once we look at the man's eyes, we can say yes or we can say no.
我们从用人的角度来看，选的是不是非。
This time, Paul he tried to visit, but he couldn't keep the promise.
这一次保罗本来要来哥林多，结果没有办法去。
But it's not because of him not he doesn't want to.
不是因为他不肯去。
But the circumstances do not let him to be possibly visited.
而是因为环境有困难。
So he knows that this one is this whole picture he can see it. It's not him neglecting his job.
所以他自己心里非常清楚，不是因为他不肯做圣工。
He understands this is an arrangement of God.
而是因为神有他的旨意。
So that's why.He's not visiting at that time. The Corinth is actually benefit to them.
所以他这理解是说，他没有到哥林多的原因，不是因为他不肯去。
That time, remember, they're disappointed about his not coming.
因为这段其实是想说，那边的信徒非常失望。
So he mentioned about the yes and no issue from God.
所以他这里在说是是非非的事情，就是这样在解释。
Just verse 19 say, not yes and no.But it is yes in him all the time, which means.
十九节这里说，在基督里总是总没有是而又非的，在他里只有一是。
Do you have a final comment? I'm sorry because I have to go through over because I say 1 hour overview of the Second Corinthians. So I try to do my best.
抱歉，时间超过了一些。
Any final comments or final questions?
大家还有没有什么问题？
If you have a chance to read the Second Corinthians several times, that helps. It helps too.
励大家多看的跟读后书多看几次。
So when I read Koreans, when I read after that, you know, the, even once read it, because I helped the second Korean a long time ago. So because of this hour, I read it one time. I read it. It's hard to focus, you know. This talk how can I connect it? But once you read a few times, it eventually coming to us to understand the pictures. Yeah.
我本身也是看了好几次才看得比较清楚。
Any final comments?
有没有什么分享的？
Thank you so much for bear with us this afternoon.
谢谢大家。
And, I think it's a,Once you continue study every Saturday afternoon, one chapter by one chapter, that really can benefit to you.
我们希望大家都能来参与下午茶经，就可以更深入的来讨论。
And also we can continue pray for our church.
请大家继续为教会代祷。
And also we can continue pray for each other.
让我们互相彼此的带到。
We can pray for the Spirit of God within us, work with us.
求主的圣灵亲自与我们同工。
And this is not only the, our past experience, but we need to have, continue to have this experience of Spirit of God within us, lead our church.
我信仰不只是靠着过去的经验，我们继续需要圣灵来带领。
I know life is busier.
我知道大家生活上都非常的忙碌
But we cannot neglecting of our prayer
但是我们不能忽略了我们祷告生活
Prayer is not only Saturday alone, of course
我们当然祷告不只是只有星期六来教会祷告而已
Simply, after Saturday we go home continue to pray for church and pray for our faith so the fullness being with us
我希望大家在平时都能迫切的祷告求圣灵来充满我们
So that we can feel the spirit.
所以我们常常都可以感受到圣灵的带领。
15 minutes, so can all the brothers and sisters together.
我们现在一起跪下来祷告15分钟。